We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tomorrow afternoon at this very moment, we might be talking about the weather, because you've heard that there's this very strong system. It's an upper level low. Okay, let's think about what this thing is called. It's an upper level low. I don't know. It seems like kind of a contrast in terms, doesn't it? Anyway, it's heading in this direction, and we are in an enhanced area, which is out of five. That's number three in terms of severe weather. So we may get some severe weather tomorrow afternoon. And really what this means is the conditions are right for that to happen. And quite often I've noticed that recently over the last maybe couple of years, I've just taken notice of predictions of really, really bad weather doesn't turn out to be so bad. So we don't know. But they do have to warn us, because the conditions are right for something to happen, and there could be tornadoes. And this could happen during the day tomorrow. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about Mayor Cantrell telling Essence Magazine that the New Orleans media is not giving her the benefit of the doubt. Do you agree? I don't agree. And also, I'm just curious as to why there was a sudden change in the 8th District Commander. And the 8th District Commander, Octavia Baldacero, is the officer who is on cell phone video pushing the woman who was a Fesco at French Quarter Fest. And we've got the story on our website at WWL.com. It looks as if the French Quarter Fest set another record with 825,000 people for the four-day event. Wow. And you think about how that thing just started, just as a gesture to get people to come back to New Orleans or come back downtown after the street and sidewalk construction. And it has turned into this huge, huge event. And the weather was really almost perfect. We have also been talking about President Trump being upset with Fox News, because Fox News held a town hall event with Democrat and self-proclaimed socialist Bernie Sanders. And Trump was mad that the network gave him an opportunity to bash the president, say negative things about Trump on what he considers to be his network. I mean, at one point he said, "we," meaning me and the Fox News network. "I can't believe we did this," or something to that effect. I thought it was a great move by Fox News, and I thought it was a smart move by Bernie Sanders. And now there are other Democrats lining up to be part of town hall meetings on the Fox News channel. And this may be the result of Rupert Murdoch's son, who is now in charge of the Fox News channel, who seems to be a little bit more moderate than others who have preceded him. All right, I told you the other day it was going to happen, and it started. It started with one guy, but there seems to be this idea that people are now going to start traveling to the rallies with Mayor Pete from South Bend, Indiana. Pete Buttigieg. I try to say it consistently the same way. Buttigieg. It's kind of a hard name. I'm assuming it's French or some kind of, I don't know, but it's a hard word to say. I think that's why a lot of people call him Mayor Pete. But somebody heckled him at a rally. And it was the same person who heckled him at two different rallies. And the rallies were like 96 miles apart. So, man, this dude was dedicated to being out there in public, bashing this guy. Why? Because he's gay. And I knew this was going to become a big issue. It shouldn't be, but it is. And here's what Buttigieg encountered when the guy is shouting out in the background, "Remember Sodom and Gomorrah."
Speaking of things, hello again.
Yeah. And here was his response to the protester.
"The good news is the condition of my soul is in the hands of God, but the Iowa caucuses are up to you."
One of the things that I find people reacting to with Peter Buttigieg is that he's a very spiritual, very religious person. He talks about his relationship with God. and he's gay. And a lot of people don't think those two things go together. So I guess it's time to start asking the question, should being gay have anything to do with being a candidate for running for president of the United States? Why would that even be an issue? I'd love for you to explain that to me if you understand it. And if you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Mid-City, Mike, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I kind of like disagree with the police action. I thought he was well within his rights. He asked him, he gave him a command. He didn't listen. He separated her, and then she struck him with the purse. So at that point, I feel like, she was like, for a part of the purpose, she was under arrest. And she resisted, he did what he needed to do to take her down. I can recall a situation where I was arrested in my own living room. I was given the command, and I took the command, and I was arrested in my living room. This incident happened on the street with this individual Sunday, and she's an adult.
Yeah, Mike, I talk about it all the time. I'm a very strong believer in you comply with the police. And it appears that she didn't comply with the police. But, what I love about this discussion and what I love about this show that I do is that I can give you my observation of what I see, and I let you give your observation of what you see. There are a lot of people who agree with you. There are a lot of people who agree with me. And that's the great part of this discussion. Nobody's, forced to just have one specific point of view.
Yeah, well, it's our fault. It's unfortunate. You say it that way. But like I said, if I could take a command in my living room, she could take a command. And I mean, for doing nothing. I mean, I was arrested for disconnecting my cable that I paid for that's in my name, the commander came out. It's a long story, but I was given a command to stand up so I could be arrested, and I stood up.
I understand that, Mike, but again, my point of view is police need to use their power wisely, use the authority and the power they have wisely. And when I saw him push her a second time, that's the part that bothered me. Not when he pushed her down the first time, breaking up the fight. That was perfectly acceptable to me. But it was going out of his way to push her down a second time that seemed to me, and I'm being very careful about this, seemed to me to be a form of punishment, and that's not the role of the police. But, you and I can disagree on that. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From New Orleans, Craig, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
I'm doing well myself.
Good.
I listen to your show all the time, man. I've called once or twice before. I only call when I get a little impulse on some things that I feel a need that I might want to share my opinion on.
Good.
Real quickly, I had two comments real quick, man. The first comment is on the mayor. I don't think she should be given the benefit of the doubt. She had a couple of investigations pre-office.
Yeah,
with credit cards and things of that nature.
That's right.
So why should the media give her any benefit of the doubt? That's got to be earned back.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she created that climate.
I agree. I have not gone out of my way to bash her. I had a great relationship with Mitch Landrieu until he did something that I disagreed with, and I called him out on it. And from that point on, he would never come on my show. He'd come on everybody else's show, but wouldn't come on my show. And I get that. But I have a job to do. The mayor has a job to do. I have a job to do. We both do our jobs, and sometimes we are going to disagree.
Right. Well, he should have came on a show to defend himself, if nothing else.
Well, I agree.
So anyway, the next statement, so I'm not going to take up too much of your time. It's about this the police thing. I saw the video. There were people fighting, chaos. There were other officers out there. There were even officers on horseback.
Yeah.
He grabbed her with such force the first time that she left her feet. and she ended up on the ground. I understand that he was trying to break up a fight, but that's total chaos on there. Now, for people calling in and saying, well, he probably gave her a command. Well, they were fighting. So nobody listened to the command because maybe she didn't hear him because of all the chaos and fighting. But when the chaos is happening and she ends up on the ground, a normal reaction is for her to swing. The police officer should have kept calm himself and be like, ma'am, calm down. He escalated instead of escalating the thing. Then the second point he went after her. After
well, that's the moment that I became alarmed.
Exactly. And that's what I have a problem with. So people calling in saying, well, she didn't listen to a command and all of that. That was a stupid statement. I'm not going to stay on the ground either, Skip. I'm 6'3", 260. It's got horses walking around out there. I'm not going to stay on the ground either. You know? So,
Well, I mean, if the police tell you to stay on the ground, you should stay on the ground. Well, you know, this conversation goes back to, I mean, this was my opinion with Rodney King. You know, the officers did what they did. It was excessive, but he did not comply. And not to rehash that, but in the court, the criminal trial, the jury found that the police were acting within their rights as police officers. So, you know, that was a complicated situation. But my opinion of complying is consistent and remains consistent to this day. It's just that when he went out of his way, I don't know. I don't like the way it looks. And maybe I'm particularly sensitive because I live in the 8th District. I'm trying not to be. Because I try to represent New Orleans East and Metairie and the North Shore and the Bayou area and Mississippi. I try to represent everybody. And those of you listening around the country, I try to represent everybody. But when he went out of his way to push her down the second time, I thought, I don't know. Okay, so could this be a campaign song for Peter Buttigieg? In fact, I got a text here that says it is a Maltese surname. Okay, so we learned something. So is there a problem with a gay person becoming president of the United States? And if there is a problem, what is the problem? Can you explain it? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. The Democratic presidential candidate, Pete Buttigieg, is gay. I told you the other day that this was going to become an issue, and it really wasn't one of the first things that people mentioned about him. They mentioned a lot of other things about him, and oh, yeah, and by the way, he's gay. But I knew at some point this would become an issue, and it's starting to become an issue. There was a heckler on the campaign trail the other day, and I thought Pete had a great response to this guy. And Pete, you know, regardless of politics, from a technical standpoint, this guy is really sharp. And he has great comebacks. Doesn't mean he should be president of the United States. But I am bothered by the idea that I live in a country that might discriminate against a man who is gay when it comes to being president. Because I don't understand what that has to do with carrying out the duties of being president of the United States. Now, for the many who believe that gay sex is a sin, if you're a Trump supporter, you can't argue that sin is a factor because of President Trump's behavior. And the argument has been, well, you know, we don't care what he does as long as he's a good president. Why wouldn't that apply to somebody who's gay? And to me, this judgment of somebody who's gay, which unfortunately does continue. It's getting a lot better, but it does continue. This judgment that so many Americans bestow upon the LGBTQ community is part of a much bigger problem in America of passing judgment on others. And we really look for reasons as a society to be critical of each other and others who are different. But really, if you support President Trump, you can't possibly say that sin is an issue or that somebody's not following the Bible or somebody's, you know, leading a moral life. That's not even a factor anymore when it comes to being president of the United States. Steve, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoot, I had a run-in with Octavia Baldassalvo almost 19 years ago. I don't know how this guy became a commander. A classmate of mine at that time was a sergeant, and he was just a patrolman. And now today, my classmate, he's a lieutenant, and he's a commander. I don't see how that can go that way. Baldesalvo, in my opinion, shouldn't even be a police officer. He's very unprofessional. He's mean. He's unfair. And there's some other words I'd like to say, but you can't say them on air.
I appreciate that. And that was your encounter. I don't know him. I'm going by what I saw on the video. But in the blog that I wrote, there's an op-ed blog on our website, WWL.com. It should also at some point end up being on our Facebook page. I'll put it on my Facebook page tonight, SOTA, Scoot on the Air. And I have questions about the 8th District Commander who pushed this fest-goer to the ground. I have questions about why he became the commander of the 8th District, and all of that is included in the blog. Also, the Scoot Report is up. It's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, and it's about the topic we're talking about right now, which is what does being gay have to do with being president? I mean, why in the world would that have anything negatively to, why would that be anything negative about the president of the United States? From Araby, Raymond, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. I mean, come on, man. What's wrong with this world today? I mean, look, these people was fighting down there like a bunch of freaking animals. So the police intervened with them. And so now the police is held responsible for how they handle the situation. Maybe the police should just step back and let them just kill each other or something. I mean, this is unreal. I mean, they got to stop attacking the police.
Yeah.
Some police don't want to do anything.
Yeah, maybe the police should should just shoot them. Just shoot them.
No. But, I mean, like, these people are going to get in a brawl, and when the police intervene, oh, then it's all the police's fault.
That's not what we're talking about, Raymond. We're talking about the observation that, well, again, that's what you hear, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a second time when the officer went out of his way to push the woman to the ground. That bothered me. And a lot of people agree with me. A lot of people agree with you. So that's why we're having the discussion.
Well, you know, did they have audio on that stuff? Did they hear what this woman was on? I mean, I've seen
so
the video.
If a woman says what? If a woman says something bad, or if a suspect says something bad, then you can rough them up, then you can be rough with them.
It's a heater moment. It's trying to defuse the situation because you don't know what this guy was thinking, what's coming behind him, like who's attacking him from behind. I mean,
a lot of great questions, Raymond. You have one view. I have another view. We just both expressed them. Okay.
Yeah, well, I think the police, the people need to lay off the freaking police officer.
Well, the freaking police,
the freaking police
need to do their job, okay? The freaking police need to do their job. So I heard a report today that there are some people considering traveling around and going to rallies of Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and heckling him because he's gay. And I find this just unbelievable. Like, it matters. And it's really interesting how you could have opinions on a lot of different things, but boy, if you have an opinion on gay marriage and you support gay marriage, people instantly have this opinion of you. And especially for conservatives, my opinion of gay marriage and gay rights is based on conservative ideology. If you are a true conservative, you do not want the government involved in your personal life. And you can't pick and choose how you apply the ideology. If you are a true conservative, then you would support gay marriage, because it is something that happens in the privacy of somebody's life. And to ask for government involvement in that, in any way, shape, or form, defies the conservative ideology. So I just don't understand why this is an issue. That's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Should being gay have anything have any bearing on a candidate running for president of the United States? I don't think so. I mean, what the hell difference does it make? And to go back to what we've been talking about with the video of the police officer, you know, the caller said, you know, leave the freaking police alone. And I went into the news saying, you know, the freaking police need to do their job. And that's right, they do need to do their job. And when police officers don't do their job, they hurt all police officers. Now, I don't know what is going to end up being the result of the investigation. I'm simply expressing my opinion, which is what we do in America. And I'm very pro-police. And I'm very pro-asking people to comply with the police. But when this new commander of the 8th District walked out of his way to push this woman to the ground a second time, that bothered me. Maybe it doesn't bother you, but it bothered me, and it's fair to talk about it. In fact, don't get mad at me. Get mad at the new police chief, Sean Ferguson. Sean Ferguson is having an investigation. So take it up with him. If this is such a cut and dry thing, why is there an investigation? Glenn, you're on WWL.
Yes, I'm just curious as to why you use the term freaking police.
Well, I was mocking the guy who called me who used it. And plus, it's America.
Okay.
Okay?
That's your opinion.
Yeah. Got it? Boy, that was easy to answer. Guy called all the way for that? I mean, what is it about being in America that people don't understand? I'm amazed. And I'll tell you, there's so many people who claim to be patriotic Americans. And they're really not, because they don't even understand the First Amendment. Hey, the Saints schedule is out. That's exciting. Saints open the season against the Houston Texans, and then game two. They travel to L.A. to take on the Rams, rematch of that last game the Saints played last season. The exciting part about the Saints schedule coming out, or just the schedules in general coming out, is that we're like getting closer to the beginning of another football season. And you know when it ends, it's just such a loss. And you feel like it's never going to start again. Well, it's starting to crank up again. And then there's going to be the draft and training camp. And so it's starting up. We're getting close. And that's really great news. And, you know, you and I may disagree on a lot of things when it comes to politics, but we agree on a lot of things when it comes to the Saints. From Hammond, Jermaine, you're on WWL. I don't know. Lost contact with Jermaine. From Hammond, Virginia, you're on WWL.
Hi. I wanted to make a comment on, I don't mind the president being gay. What worries me is how the other countries would deal with him.
Why do we care? Maybe did you worry about that with President Trump?
Yeah, I really did, because I think that he needs a filter. You know, he needs to think before he talks. Yeah, I worried about that, too.
You know,
I'm just thinking about, you know, so many different religions and different countries. I don't know, you know, how they would treat him. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point, Virginia. And it really, this goes back to when John F. Kennedy was running for president, and he was Catholic. He would have been the first Catholic to be president.
And if
you remember those days, you remember that during the campaign, Kennedy, as a candidate, really went out of his way to say that his Catholic religion would not be part of his presidency. So there was also concern then about how other countries would react. And I think we pretty much have to do what we think is in the best interest of America.
Oh, I agree with you. And I can still remember the headlines of the paper saying that the main thing was that President Kennedy was a Catholic.
Yeah, that's right. There were people
when he was elected. I remember that.
I was
just thinking about, you know, how they talk about, you know, religion and politics that doesn't go together. Yeah. I understand that. But I just know some countries, like, they don't like to deal with a woman, for instance. You know, that's what worried me. One of the things when Hillary was running, her being a woman, if they would respect her opinion and, you know, how they go to the table for their talks and all the countries come in.
I would say that since we're the United States of America, I think we actually have to do what we think is in our best interest and let the rest of the world figure that out.
All right, then. I just wanted to give you my opinion. That's the only thing that worries me. The gay part doesn't bother me. It's just how people would treat him.
Virginia, I appreciate the call. And if you're on hold, stay with us. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. The text number is 870-870. Join me on Facebook. It's Scoot on the Air, S-O-T-A, Scoot on the Air. And I get involved in some of those conversations. Also, I'm very involved in some of the comments that are made to the videos that I post on the WWL Radio Facebook page. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get right back to your comment. Back in the 60s, this song was relevant to the times. And here we are, all these years later. It's 2019, and the song is still applicable to what we're talking about. But times, they are changing. And some people resist change. Here's a text that says, one thing I love about you, brother, is that you're about the truth, justice, and fairness. What part of that does your listeners not understand? Love the show. Thank you very much for that. Here's a text that says, Scoot, there's nothing wrong with being gay. The government should be completely out of marriage. However, when you have other countries that are still executing homosexuals, it does raise questions about international acceptance. I mean, I get that the questions are being asked, but, you know, we don't elect a president. You know, there were questions about whether or not Trump would be accepted by foreign leaders. And people voted for him. I don't think we should vote for a president based on what we think other leaders are going to think. I mean, we're the United States of America. If we have a president, they really don't have much of a choice but to accept us. And I think that maybe if we make a stand, and the day will come when we elect a gay president, perhaps. The day will come when we elect a woman president. And what the world thinks doesn't matter. And maybe we help set a new standard. You know, and I mean, my God, there are women leaders. Do you think other countries worry about women leaders? No, they don't. They elect who they want to elect. And then it falls in place from there. Here is a text that says, Scoot, Buttigieg remains totally cool and retains the ability to respond positively in the face of anti-gay heckling. Will do nothing but remind younger voters that they have different priorities than older voters. This could even be potentially to attract young right-of-center voters and motivate youth to actually vote and demonstrate acting honorably to everyone. And I would agree with that. From Covington, Jason, glad you're on the show. Welcome.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
I just want to I was initially calling about the police issue, got a little heated, and I just want to say I completely agree with you on that. You know, I really just think we have the finest military and troops in the world, and they have a, you know, rules of engagement. I don't see why the police, granted it would be a little more complex, but there's not a set, you know, standard as far as rules of engagement. I mean, it's just kind of whatever goes, you know, and those are American citizens, whereas in foreign wars, it's international. They're not American citizens, but yet our citizens don't get treated as well as foreigners, you know?
Well, in some cases they don't, and by many police, they do, and compliance is a very important part of the whole equation. What I see in the video, I was bothered that he went out of his way to push the woman down a second time. Now, let's be honest about this, Jason. There are people who are pulling for the cops to do that to somebody. And so, you know, you have to wonder about that group.
No, I agree. No, you're right. And just to touching on what you, I was listening on the phone and what you said after the commercial as far as people not wanting to change, I couldn't have said it better myself. And I feel like, you know, I'm a medical professional, you know, born and raised in Louisiana. I'm a minority, about my low 30s. I lived in Florida for 4 years during my medical education, and it was just resounding the stark difference that a state that's a swing state, the attention and the money they get compared to Louisiana, where we're kind of, I won't say close-minded for lack of a better word, I guess, that, you know, we swing red and they just forget about us in the big scheme of things, and, you know, we don't get any attention, and it's just, it's sad to see that. We're backwards and we don't move forward.
Jason, good point. What bothers me about Louisiana is not that we're red. What bothers me about Louisiana is that we're close-minded. Here is a text that says, I am conservative and I do not have a problem with anyone who is gay, but I do not accept it because of my religion. And that's acceptable. That's fine. That's the way it should be. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to accept being a Muslim. You don't have to become a Muslim. But in America, you accept somebody who is a Muslim. You don't have to accept a lifestyle that you disagree with based on your faith, but you can't use that opinion to stop somebody else from leading their life and following their life pattern. And that's the big mistake. So I love that text about, you know, hey, I don't care if somebody's gay, but I don't have to accept it because of my religion. That certainly is true. From Metairie, Ricky, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you been, man?
I've been good.
Well, you know, I've seen the video several times, and, you know, my question is, how could he ever become a commander to start with? And second of all, it would be, you know, from the way it looked on the video, that is, you know, that's technically police brutality, according to the law.
Well, I don't know that yet, and that's why there's an investigation, but I do have questions about what I see in the video. Ricky, I appreciate the call. And look, there are a lot of people who agree with me. Not everybody does, and we've heard both sides on the show really throughout the afternoon. By the way, Bobby Hebert, every year when the Saints schedule comes out, he makes his prediction. So I'm assuming that on Sports Talk this afternoon, Bobby Hebert will be making his prediction. And so let's dedicate this song to former athletic director of LSU, Joe Oliva. It's over. He's done. And I would think that the big part of that was that he suspended LSU's basketball coach right before the playoffs, the NCAA tournament. And then they bring him back. And it seemed like maybe that was just one more controversial thing that was attributed to Joe Oliva. So he's out of here. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. So what's wrong with a candidate being gay? That shouldn't disqualify anybody from being president. I got a text here that says that I need to watch more of the video because there was a group of people that were mocking Mayor Pete. I will look at that. Here's a text that says, Scoot, wait till you get home and see that. A group of men dressed as Mayor Pete and the devil, and they're screaming, damnation. I'm a straight woman, and I had gay and lesbian friends before I even knew about homosexuality. Having gone to a Catholic grammar in high school, I had to learn about homosexuality through television, movies, and other kids. What I learned then and since is that they are no different from me. In fact, most are probably better people than I am. I don't know why God made them gay, but I know that he did. And that's the belief of a lot of people. All right, I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Tom Manassas, studio producer, Ian Hoke, who did an great, excellent job again today. And thank you for being part of our show. You can always join me on Facebook, Scoot on the Air. It's S-O-T-A. Sports Talk with Bobby and Christian coming up next. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. I think it's going to rain tomorrow. Have fun. We're back tomorrow afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.